Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the former Republican State Party Chair Amy Tarkanian, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I'm Cotter Conway, candidate for Reno Municipal Court Judge. You deserve justice you can trust. I've always believed in giving back to my community through volunteerism. For the past 5 years, I've served on the executive board of the local bar association, and I am currently the president. I've also participated in numerous community projects through Rotary, Evelyn Mount Community Outreach, Sky Tavern Junior Ski Program, and local youth sports. Success in the courtroom starts with success in our community. I'm Cotter Conway, justice you can trust.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
I'm Scott Peterson. We're spurring on the Western Legacy. June 16th through the 25th. For tickets, call 800-325-SEAT or visit renorodeo.com. Come join us at the Reno Rodeo.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Amy Tarkanian. She's the former state Republican Party chair. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me. Welcome to Vegas.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're making time between all of your appearances on Fox News and Fox Business lately. What's going on with that?
That's been pretty fun. It's been interesting since I actually supported Carly Fiorina and then Governor Kasich, and now I'm one of the 27 elected Nevada delegates to go to the national convention in support of Trump. I guess the national media finds me interesting. I don't know. it's been a lot of fun, though.
Well, it's been almost like twice a day for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so we've had Varney and Company and then Making Money with Charles Payne. They've been very good to me.
Well, they are very smart people because that's why we have you on the program.
Oh, thank you.
Build ratings. So let's talk. So you are going to support Donald Trump.
Correct.
What is the basis for your support now? Because you've gone through all these machinations.
I know. Well, he is our nominee. I've always said that I was going to support our nominee. And obviously the masses have spoken. And he's actually doing a pretty amazing job. And he's somebody that I feel that is going to basically go and take and turn over the tables. And that's what we've needed. I think we actually need that on both sides, being Democrat and Republican. And that's why you've got somebody like Bernie Sanders doing so well. People are sick and tired of the system, and they want to see the tables toppled over, and they want to see everything start all over from the ground up. And I think he's the guy to do it.
You've been around politics a long time, and you are very well aware of, you know, what happens when somebody actually gets into office. If Donald Trump were to get into office, it's not the same as just being able to say whatever you want to say. Do you think that there's going to end up being a different Donald Trump?
No, I think he pretty much already says what he wants to say, and I think that's why people find him so intriguing and a breath of fresh air. He doesn't mind his P's and Q's. We all know that. That's been a blessing and a curse for him at times, but you have somebody like Hillary Clinton who is so cautious, and everyone's so used to walking on eggshells around her. He's not going to be that candidate, and he's definitely going to give her a run for her money, and he's going to be a thorn in her side.
What do you think about the fact that Donald Trump, when he gets attacked by the media, or anybody for that matter, He is very thin-skinned, and he just fires right back. How do you think that's going to continue to play?
He is a bit thin-skinned. I will agree with you on that. However, once again, I think that the public is ready for somebody like this, who's ready to call things out as they are. They're tired of the media portraying things incorrectly. They're tired of the media writing the storyline for the voters, even though it's not the correct storyline. And they're tired of being told how to think and how to vote. And Donald Trump is basically rewriting history.
Well, it's interesting. The Washington Post has got about 20 reporters covering Trump. The New York Times is doing Trump. And the Washington Post is now after Hillary. Mm-hmm. With books to come out. What do you think about this in terms of the national media putting so much effort into this? I mean, I would think that it'd be a good thing.
Well, you would think, but I wish that the media would just get down to the basics and stick to the honest portions of what's going on, instead of trying to push an agenda or be in favor of one candidate over another. I wish that they would just stick to the issues and say, you know, point blank, here's what Hillary Clinton believes, here's what Donald Trump believes, and then leave it up to the masses to decide for themselves on how they'd like to portray these individuals. I don't agree with what the media is doing on either side.
Do you think that people just don't take the time to go to candidates' websites? Because, you know, there are plans on pretty much every candidate's websites about what they think about and, you know, mm-hmm. what actions they would take. But it seems most people don't bother to get into that. They just rather watch the campaign ads.
Well, the 30-second blurbs are the easiest. That's why the media does so well. That's why Twitter does so well. You know, 140 characters max, and you've got your entire news right there at the tip of your fingers. So we do have to be extra cautious and very careful on what we do display and what we put out there, because we do have a short attention span.
It was interesting. We were taping a show with some of the auto dealers down here in Las Vegas, and they were talking about how 60% of their advertising budget is now digital, online.
Oh, wow.
That's a phenomenal amount. I mean, they used to be the television station's biggest customer, newspaper's biggest customer. So what do you think that portends?
I hardly watch television myself.
What?
I know.
Except for
Nevada Newsmakers.
Oh, yes. End of interview. No, just kidding.
Yeah. No, but I am guilty of looking at Twitter throughout the day and checking my Facebook every once in a blue moon. But I am a big Twitter follower, and that's how I get a lot of my information. And quite honestly, I think that's how a lot of news outlets get their information even before it hits their airways.
Do you think that after this election, if, for example, just a supposition, if Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are not the president of the United States, do you think this is going to change the way America looks at things, and there's going to be a revolution that's going to come? I've compared it to the Arab Spring, where, you know, these countries through Twitter and Facebook changed the revolution in their countries. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's going to be a political revolution in this country?
I would hope so. Like I mentioned earlier, I think a lot of people on both sides are really tired of the way the system has been functioning or dysfunctioning, and all the strings that are pulled behind closed doors. People want open and honest elections. They want to know exactly who it is that they're voting on. You mentioned going to people's websites. You know, a lot of times people don't even put their entire belief system on the website. It's just a quick blurb of what they believe in or what they're intending to do without really giving you detailed plans. People are ready to move forward in an open fashion, in an honest fashion, and they're tired of the shenanigans and the closed doors.
You know, it was interesting. I was talking to a student who's just about to graduate from university in California, and has no faith whatsoever in the political system, is prepared to vote. But when he was 7 years old, it was the Gore-Bush election, and he was a Gore supporter at 7 years of age. But he was so stunned by what happened there that it's made him distrustful of politics.
At 7 years old, if you're a Gore supporter, obviously somebody at home is is feeding him that information. And if he was truly that upset at the age of seven, once again, I'm sure he was listening to whatever mom or dad or grandma and grandpa had to say. Maybe they were the ones who were really upset. But no, I don't think this isn't the end of America as we know it. I think this is just a healthier version of America. People are finally listening. People are finally standing up to the bullies and to the establishment on both sides. I think this is healthy. I think this is great.
All right, we'll take a break. More with Amy Tarkanian when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
I'm Cotter Conway, candidate for Reno Municipal Court Judge. You deserve justice you can trust. I've always believed in giving back to my community through volunteerism. For the past 5 years, I've served on the executive board of the local bar association, and I am currently the president. I've also participated in numerous community projects through Rotary, Evelyn Mount Community Outreach, Sky Tavern Junior Ski Program, and local youth sports. Success in the courtroom starts with success in our community. I'm Cotter Conway. Justice you can trust.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkanian. So it's interesting to watch the Bernie Sanders-Hillary Clinton race. Because Bernie should have given up a long time ago as we're taping this. Oh. And, well, if the establishment had their way.
Yes.
And yet he
They're
has...
trying pretty hard.
And he has no clear path to victory of any kind. And yet,
well, it's fun to watch. For me, it's fun to watch. I'm so glad that he has dug his heels in. I'm really glad that he's decided to stay in. I've divulged this information with you before. I'm good friends with Erin Bilbray, who is a Democrat superdelegate. And it's been pretty amazing to watch her in action.
And she's a Sanders.
And she's
delegate.
A Bernie Sanders superdelegate, yes. And at their state convention, I mean, she tried to do point of order. She managed the floor. And even though they claimed that there was chairs being thrown, you know.
Which turned out not to be true.
Turned out not to be true. And she is the one who called that out, too. And she made sure that the national media knew that the Bernie Sanders people were actually in the right. So I'm very proud of them, even though I don't agree with them politically. They've stood their ground, and I think they've done a tremendous job.
How do you think that story got so out of control?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that there were some local reporters that were live tweeting and just relaying information, bits and pieces of what have been fed to them, saying that chairs have been thrown or maybe punches had been thrown. So the national media was paying attention. They knew Nevada was busy that day, so all eyes were on Nevada, and it got out of control really fast.
You know, it was interesting, too, because apparently one person did raise a chair but was told to put it down, and that's what they did.
And it was by a Bernie Sanders supporter, and after, supposedly, they hugged it out after they calmed him down. the Bernie Sanders people were pretty calm from what I understand. And Erin had her daughters, her young daughters with her there too, and they were not afraid of what was going on. They were definitely loud. There was a lot of cursing. I did watch some video. There was some feistiness, but there was no danger.
What do you think about the treatment of Roberta Lang, the state party chair, mm-hmm. with her phone number being put out? And
that's really bad. I don't agree with that at all. But from what I do understand, she was in the wrong, wasn't allowing certain people to be heard at the mic and on the floor. But by displaying her personal information, that's out of line, I believe. That gets scary.
It's also been interesting to see the protesters at the Donald Trump rallies. Mm. What do you think about that?
That's got to be a setup. There's no way. He does not instigate that. He might say some outlandish comments. His tone definitely is questionable at times, but by no means does he light the fire, light the match, and toss it in to watch things burn to the ground. I think those are people that are probably either with other organizations who are against him in the first place, people who are probably in favor of Hillary Clinton. I don't know so much as Bernie Sanders, because I do believe that with the Bernie Sanders situation, that there very well may have been some Hillary Clinton folks that were stirring the pot and making it difficult for the Bernie Sanders people as well. So I think it's outside organizations that caused this chaos.
And actually, I was more specifically talking about the protesters at the Donald Trump rallies.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it gets to be violent. You know, you can go ahead and protest peacefully. You're more than welcome to do that. But when you're jumping on cars and lighting things on fire, or, you know, pushing people over, spray painting buildings, that's where you definitely crossed a line. And I wish that the police would make some arrests in that case, because that's uncalled for.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Amy Tarkanian when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
I'm forced with 200 channels and free HD. Free prime time on demand lets me binge incessantly. And I like to take my entertainment everywhere I go. Into the bedroom, to the backyard, to the kitchen floor. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. It's life without limits, yo, every day. I got the internet, voice, TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. At 60 megs, I got all the web I can handle. I write a blog about scented candles. No data cache for my devices at the max speed. Now my cat is blowing up my social feed. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. You know they got me covered in every way. I got the internet, voice, and TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. Yeah, I don't like to talk a little. I like to talk a lot. Unlimited calling to everyone around the clock. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. No contracts, call today. 1-844-644-2999.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amy Tarkanian. Let's talk about what's going to happen at the conventions. Let's start out with the Democratic Convention first.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, for example, I mean, the presumption is that Bernie Sanders is not going to make it. Mathematically, he can't make it. And so
I don't think he cares. I think he's still going to stick it out.
Right.
Yeah, he's still going to stick it out, which is good. He did pick up another superdelegate, though, I believe, recently. So it's still mathematically not going to help him, but still promising. I know he's got some Hollywood actors and actresses that are now coming to his defense and trying to make a case for why he should stick it out even longer. Once again, I like it. I'm enjoying watching him make Hillary sweat it out. And she does not deserve this coronation, so to speak. I don't agree with him politically, probably 99% of what comes out of his mouth, but I do agree with the fact that he's making people rethink the system.
All right, so now let's take a look at the Republican convention, because one of the problems that Donald Trump has had so far is in courting the big donors that he's going to need $1.5 billion mm-hmm. to run this campaign. And at this point, he doesn't have a large cadre of Republican donors willing to put money towards him. What does he have to do to get them on board?
Well, he's working on it, and I think this morning I came across my feed, there's a PAC, a new PAC that's coming out to his defense with about four or five large donors. There's about 32 million, I believe, is what's been promised just to launch this off the ground.
Okay, but doesn't that go against what he's been running on? That I'm self-funded, I don't take money, I don't have a super PAC.
Well, it's not his super PAC. They're coming to his defense, right, though. Yeah. I think, you know, he has been talking with the RNC. He's been coming up with plans on how to fundraise, even for down-ticket races in certain states. I know Nevada is one of them. And supposedly he and Chairman Michael McDonald are somewhat close, and the chairman does speak to him on a regular basis, from what I was told this morning. So that's good for Nevada.
And that's not really a surprise when you think that Sheldon Adelson and Steve Wynn and Phil Ruffin are all supporters of Donald Trump, mm-hmm. and not just supporters, but on a personal basis. Phil Ruffin
right.
was one of those that donated $1 million towards the veterans.
Correct. I don't think he's going to have a problem. I think once everyone's gotten over the bitterness of their first, second, third, whatever it was, candidate not winning, people are going to see, just like myself, that Donald Trump is the answer at this point. You cannot go to Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. People will come around.
Do you wish there was a third choice?
Well, there is. I mean, who was it? Gary Johnson won?
Oh, yes. Well, Gary.
And who's the other guy?
You know, I'm a fan of Gary Johnson uh-huh. as former governor of New Mexico.
Right.
But as a candidate, I think he's been worthless. And his communication staff is
yeah.
pathetic.
Yeah, well,
so,
yes, I agree on
so
that.
So there is no third party there.
Yeah, and then there was another name that popped up as well, somebody who was in charge of, and it's drawing a blank, but he was somebody who was in charge of, like Sarah Palin, and it's going to drive me crazy. I'll text you at midnight.
Okay, okay.
Pops in my head. But there was another person that's being thrown out there. I don't think there's anyone strong enough that can take on Donald at this point. He's well invested. The people are well invested who are his base supporters. I don't think anyone can top him.
One of the things you brought up a couple of minutes ago, which is very important, is that for the candidate for the party, it's very important not just to raise funds for themselves, mm-hmm. but also for the state parties and for all the people who are down ticket.
Right.
So do you think that Donald Trump's going to be able to pull that off?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think that the excitement and the energy that he's already brought by changing the scenery of the Republican Party. I also saw that the Log Cabin Republicans, which is the LGBTQ portion of the Republican Party, they've also had a group that's come out in favor of Donald Trump. You know, we're seeing a lot of different groups that we're not used to in the past that are now standing up in favor of him. And we're going to have new donors, new followers, and I think that it's only going to help the down ticket.
What do you think about the Hispanic vote in this election cycle? Mm-hmm. Because as I monitor some of the Hispanic stations like Univision, mm-hmm. the news is never good about Donald Trump.
Well, I know there's a number of Hispanics that do appreciate Donald Trump, especially those who have come here and done their time, put in all their hard work, and been here the correct way. You know, we talk about the southern border, but who doesn't want to have a strong border? I think, once again, this is a message, this is a storyline that the media wants to feed us, that we're not supposed to like Hispanics, that Donald Trump doesn't like Hispanics. Clearly, that's not true. I know plenty of Hispanics. I know plenty of African Americans. I know plenty of millennials. I know plenty of older folks. If you were to walk into his campaign office, you would be amazed at the diversity. And once again, that is a storyline that the media wants to feed you, that he's only somebody
who appeals to old white or middle-aged white men. Right, but his opening shots in the campaign were that Mexico is sending us their rapists, their murderers. I mean,
yeah,
he didn't start out.
Wasn't the nicest.
And then we're going to build a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it.
Yeah, and then it was funny to watch Vicente Fox's reaction. But, you know, that his tone he's working on. Once again, I've said that's a blessing and a curse. I can't sit here and defend everything that he says or how he says it. But obviously, there's enough people out there who are ready for him.
Ames Harfanian, always a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll have to do some live reporting from the convention.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that.
That would be fun to do. Maybe we can do some phoners.
Absolutely.
Great to see you.
Yeah,
thank you,
you
for being
well.
Here.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate, plus a bonus. The first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub to shower conversions and barrier free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast.